Blog Talk Radio.
Money, wealth, and prosperity. But this is different from money readings, but like wealth readings. The overwhelming call of your prosperity is given to you. Episode 445, Prosperity Readings, live on The Real Hoodoo.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you. Spirit. Mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
God bless all my father's children. Here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir and welcome to the only genuine, real hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known to many as Bayo Jean, the Swamp Wizard, Papa Say, and your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. Well, I know, and I want you to know, that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, my family. God bless you, all of our children, wherever you are, however you are, and whatever you are. God bless you. May He bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. This has always been my prayer for you and will be my prayer for you. Well, today we have prosperity readings. Prosperity readings. Now, there's three kinds. There's money, wealth, and prosperity. Now, many people don't know the difference in them. They do not know the difference between them. But these are three aspects of this whole total money deal. Now, money is something that you get anyway. It is something which everybody has. It's life from God. It is a gift from God. Money, everybody has or gets a certain amount of money. Everybody gets a certain amount of money. Now, wealth is the overabundance of money. You just keep getting money over and over. Now, that is wealth. But prosperity. prosperity. Prosperity now is something different. When you are prosperous, when you have prosperity, everything you do turns to money. Everything you have is money. Everything you can conceive of is money. Now, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to have prosperity readings. Now, before, it was three cards. But this time, it will be four cards. It'll be four cards. And you will see that these prosperity readings are sent from God Himself. Oh, yes, they are sent from God Himself. And if you want one, dial 619-924-9801. 619-924-9801. Now, that number again is just 619-924-9801. Now I'm gonna give everybody that wants one, you'll get one. Everyone that wants a prosperity reading will get one. Sure will. And nobody's gonna stop it. Nobody's gonna stop it. So, what I'm going to do is, like I always do, I'll give you two commercials, a song, and then our prosperity reading. Everybody, be attentive. You know, the commercials are very special. Because if you listen to these commercials, you will get something out of it. Yes, you will. You will get something out of it. So listen to the commercial and take it. Do what it says. Yeah, do what it says. Because you are going to have something, something blessed, something for you, something that is good, good, good. Okay, now these commercials are two of them at first, then a song. And then the prosperity reading. Okay, now don't you forget it, and don't go away, because we will be right back.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man, and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Thank you.
Well, how are you? I hope you are all doing well. I hope you're all doing well. I want you to get more prosperity. Not money, not wealth, but prosperity. Prosperity. Can you say that? Can you say prosperity with me? Okay, one, two, three. Prosperity. Let's say it again. One, two, three. Prosperity. Let's say it one more time, because three is a charm. Prosperity. You need prosperity. Now, you get some money. You might even have some wealth. But you want prosperity, which is finance above all the others. Above all the others. You can have it. You can have finance above all things that you wish, above all things that a person can have. You can have prosperity. And that is what these readings are about today. Prosperity. They are so powerful. Yes, they are. They are powerful. They'll do something, but more than something. They'll do the thing. Yes, sir. You need prosperity. And we're going to read them. You're going to start. Now, remember, this isn't three cards. This is a four-card reading. And you can take down the numbers with it, too. Okay? The numbers with it, too. Okay, now let's start with the first one. 501, this is Papa Say. How are you?
Fine, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you wanting a prosperity reading?
Yes, please, a prosperity reading.
Okay. The first card is the King of Clubs. The second card is the King of Hearts. The third card is the Four of Hearts. And the fourth card is the Ace of Diamonds. Well, this looks very, very good. The King of Diamonds, the King of Clubs is the Bear. And a bear is, he's strong. A bear will pull down anything. Your money will be pulled down towards you. It ain't going to just fly away to be pulled down towards you. Now, that King of Hearts is the King of Love. You will have a love which is farther than a person could even bear, farther than you might even see. That love will be there. But now, that love and you know, that the diamonds, which you have, an Ace of Diamonds, love precedes diamonds. It precedes love. Love precedes money. Love precedes money. So, you have the King of Love preceding your money. Now that Ace of Diamonds is the utmost of money, the utmost that you can get or that you can have. That means that your prosperity will be the utmost that a person could have. You will have prosperity more than any person fails or tries to see. And the last card, the Four of Clubs, is the key. The key. You have the key. Now, I won't say it any other way. You have the key. Now, what you do is go to a hardware store and you get one skeleton key. One skeleton key, a gold one if they have it. One skeleton key. And you keep that skeleton key on you. You keep it with you. Why? Because that skeleton key is a talisman for you. It is something giving you what? Good luck. Good luck. By you having the key, then you will have the prosperity. By you having the key, you will have the prosperity. Now, for your numbers, use these. 50, 24, 9, and 4. 50, 24, 9, and 4. Now, those are your prosperity numbers. Now, it's different from the others. These numbers are yours forever. Forever, these numbers are yours. 50, 24, 9, and 4. And when you, well, you can use them any way you want. Use it any way you want. But those numbers are your numbers. They are your numbers forever. Whatever individual says. Now, when I look at your prosperity, I see, you know, the bear pulling it down. But when he pulls down your prosperity, when he pulls it down, he will be pulling down love and money. Love and money. And your luck. Your luck. You will be a lucky person. A very lucky person. One which will have all success and everything that goes with it. But all in all, if you keep that key, that will be a certain type of thing which will ensure your blessing. Now, you hear me now, and you keep it. Well, God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you, Papa. Can I have a quick question?
Yes.
The first number you called of my forever number, I couldn't understand if it was 50 or 15.
50.
Thank you. I got it.
50. Okay.
I didn't want to miss that.
Yeah, I know you don't. Yeah. Well, I see you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Here's another person coming. 301. 301. This is Papa Say. How are you?
Hi, Papa.
How are you?
Hi, Papa. Fine. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. And what I see something good for you. Even without the cards, I see something good for you.
Oh,
yeah, I see.
Sounds good.
I see you making money. I see you making money. But this money is not going to go away. This is going to follow you like a sick dog. Just like a dog that's going to follow. It's going to follow you over here, over there, everywhere. Everywhere. You don't have to worry about nothing or nobody. It will absolutely follow you. Now, here comes your read. The first card is in the spades. The card is the Queen of Hearts. The third card is the Queen. The Queen of Spades. And the fourth card is the Ace of Clubs. Now, that 10 and that Queen, that 10 and Queen of Spades, speak of your luck, your overbearing luck. That 10 of Spades speaks that you will have luck no matter what, whatever people think. You will have luck. And that 10 that queen of spades is also yours, because, you know, you want to know who the queen of spades is? It's you. You are the queen of spades. You are the queen which will have everything she wants. Now, that queen of hearts, is the queen of love. You will have love. You will have love. I don't care. Even if you don't have nobody, you will have love. I see you with a ring, and the ring is put on your finger. The ring is put on your finger. This ring is a promise ring. It's a promise, and it is for you. It is a promise that you will be the queen of hearts. You'll be it. You'll be it. Now, that ace of clubs, it means what? Success, or more than success. It means love. It means love. That ace of clubs means love. Because when I look at it, I see the crossroads. The crossroads with the sun in front of it. The sun in front of it. And with that crossroads, you are traveling on it. You're going further than people think you will. You're going, you're going so far that no one, you know, they look at you and whatnot, but they wonder where you're going. Because you're going far. You're going far. But when you keep your prosperity, you will definitely be the one that God uses. Now, I advise you to get a ring, any old ring, just a ring, and wear that ring on your neck, on a chain. Wear that ring on your neck. Wear it all the time, because that will be your prosperity. Your prosperity will be a ring which you keep on your neck, and you go on and do it. You go on and do it. Now, for your numbers, I advise you to use 30,
mm-hmm.
23,
uh-huh.
42,
mm-hmm.
and 31.
Okay.
23, 42, and 31. Now, all four of those numbers are yours. So you can use those four numbers any way you want to. You can use it any way you want to. If you see something with one number, get it. If you see it with another, get it. You know, if you see it backwards, get it. Get it. That's 30, 23, 42, and 31. But keep the ring. Keep the ring, because that is your prosperity. That is your, it will give you prosperity. Okay? Now, don't go nowhere. Now, hang on, because I have something else to give you all. Okay?
Okay.
God bless.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well. We have somebody else. We have 718. This is for you, 718. This is Papa Say. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Papa. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing fine.
May I have a prosperity reading, please, sir?
Yes, you can. The first card is the Three of Diamonds. The next card is the Eight of Clubs. The third card is the Five of Diamonds. And the last card is, the Deuce of Hearts. Okay, that Three and that Five of Diamonds are working together. So, when I tell you this, When I tell you this, this I mean, and this is the truth, that three of diamonds is the safe. It is the safe. And the safe is open. It's open towards you. Now that five of diamonds is the anchor. And the anchor is, you know, the five spot card. But this card means that money is put down for you. Money is put down for you. You know, by you having three of diamonds means the past, present, and future. But the five of diamonds means that this money is put here or put down for you. Now, the eight of clubs is the eight of luck. Eight of luck, which is you have luck coming from you from four directions, all four directions, but you have it twice, so it means that double your luck will come to you. You will never, ever be unlucky. You will always have this luck on you, okay? And the deuce of hearts means that, you know, where there's love, there's money. Where there's money, there's love. So all of those diamonds and this heart really, really mean that it will go together. It will go together. You will have so much money that no one else can really think about it. As I look at the two of hearts, I see a gentleman, but I see him with a hat, a tall silk hat. Now, that silk hat means a lot because that silk, you know, they wear silk hats in formal wear, you know, in formal wear where they wear it. Now, if you can get a silk hat, go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it. If you can get it. If not, try to buy one. A small figure of one or whatever. Just buy one. Because that hat is a symbol of your prosperity. That hat will mean that you will keep prosperity no matter where you go or no matter what you do. If you can get that silk hat, all silk hat, fine. But if not, go ahead and get one that's like it. Get a small one. Go on and use it because that is a symbol of your prosperity. Now, I advise you to use these numbers. 48, 13, 28, and 19. 48, 13, 28, and 19. Those will be yours. Now, I tell you something else you can do too. If you go and get yourself a small anchor, it can be a tie pin, it can be a lapel pin, it can be really, you know, just a small anchor that you can use too. But get that hat and that anchor, and God will bless you. Okay? Okay. Now.
Okay, Pop. I have one question for you. The hat, should it be black? Should it be?
Yes, it should be
any
black.
Any special color?
Black.
Okay.
Black.
Top hat.
Yes, a top hat. A little black top hat. And a little anchor. Just that's all you need. that will be your prosperity, a symbol of your prosperity from now on. Sure will. And, well, you hang on to the end of this. You hang on, because the Lord will bless you real good. Okay? Now, God bless you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
God bless you. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, here's someone else. 812. This is Papa Say. Hello? Hello? 812. This is
Papa. Hi,
Papa.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Could I have my prosperity reading, please?
Yes, you can. The first card is the Seven of Clubs. The second card is the Seven of Diamonds. The third card is the Ten of Clubs. And the fourth card is the Ace of Hearts. Well, that Seven and Ten of Diamonds mean success or luck. Success or luck. Now, you have the Seven of Clubs and the Seven of Diamonds. The Seven of Clubs and the Seven of Diamonds. The Seven of Diamonds is fire. It is the heart. It is something that's burning. It gives you wealth. It gives you heat to everything. And the Seven of Clubs are the lilies. So there's nothing wrong. You will have all the wealth that a person can really conceive of. Now, that Ten of Clubs means the tower. The tower. So you will be protected in that too. You'll have a lot of money, but you will be protected. No one will be able to steal it from you. No one will be able to. Now, that Ace of Hearts is the fox. The fox. Now, the fox is a good person. He's good. He gets his food any way he can, but he gets it. He gets it. Now, that fox is one which will keep your prosperity coming to you. So I tell you what you do. You get yourself a foxtail, something of a fox. You get a foxtail or something, just something of a fox. You know, you can go to a secondhand store or anywhere, but you get something from a fox, because that fox will be your talisman. That fox will help you to keep your prosperity, no matter what they think. It will be something for you of the utmost pleasure and the utmost prosperity. So you get that foxtail, or that, you know, well, a foxtail is the best thing. Go ahead and get it. Now, that Seven of Clubs, that the lilies, try to keep in your house a plant of lilies. Try to keep in your house a plant of lilies and keep them blooming no matter how they go. Just keep them blooming, because the lilies will help you. They will ensure that your blessing always comes. They will always come if you have that cut plant. Well, potted plant, really, not cut, a potted plant. So just keep some lilies around. Keep some lilies around. Now, with the Seven of Diamonds, the fire. The fire means what you should do is get yourself a small kerosene lantern. a small kerosene lantern and keep it burning. Keep it burning. Keep it burning. That will keep all of the negative charges away. You won't have any to worry about with that. You won't have any. A small kerosene lantern and keep it burning. Now, if your numbers are 20, 38, 35, and 11. 20, 38, 35, and 11. And you go ahead and you get, but whatever you get something of a fox. Get something of a fox, because that thing will ensure your prosperity. Okay? And God bless you real good. Hello? Okay, goodbye. Well, I wonder where she went. Well, here's another one. 573. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. You want a prosperity?
Yes.
Your card is the Ten of Hearts. The second card is the Six of Diamonds. The third card is the Five of Clubs. And the last card, the fourth card, is the Queen of Clubs. Now, with the Queen of Clubs, the Queen of Clubs is you. You are the Queen of Clubs. And it means that you will have luck. You have good fortune. Good fortune. And the Queen of Clubs is symbolized by bottles of wine. You will have so much good fortune that you will be drunk. You'll be drunk, you'll have so much. The good fortune is blessed. You will have it. Now, the first card, the Ten of Hearts, first card, 10 o'clock, is a bouquet of flowers. But the second card, the Six of Diamonds, the Six of Diamonds means money. It means money. Now, with the ten of Hearts and the Six of Diamonds, you have an overwhelming bearing of love. An overwhelming bearing of love is yours. It is yours. You will have it. And you have the six, which is money from past, present, and future. But you have it two times. You have it twice, past, present, and future. Now, nobody can take that away. Nobody can move that. That money is yours. Now, with the Five of Clubs, it is the five spot. It is the five spot of clubs. So, you have marked for yourself. You have marked. Clubs, you have marked luck. That's all. You have luck marked for you. You cannot go anywhere without luck, so, or good fortune. So yours is marked for you. It is marked for you. You will be a person that has phenomenal luck along with phenomenal money. Phenomenal luck. Now, I tell you what I see. I see the clover. I see a clover. I see a, yeah, ooh, I see a clover, a three-leaf clover. And what you do is, if you can, look out in your yard and get you five three-leaf clovers. Five three-leaf clovers. And keep them. Keep it. Because they are a talisman for you. They will mean your prosperity. Five three-leaf clovers. Yes, sir. Five, three. And with it, I advise you, when you get a chance, to buy some flowers. Let's just buy a bouquet of cut flowers and keep them in your house. Keep them in your living room, on the living room table. Or if you don't have a living room table, keep them for you on the dining room table. Cut flowers. Cut flowers, which is bringing, praise you, Lord, bringing in the sweetness. The sweetness is what the Lord is looking at. So you take the five, three-leaf clovers and keep them on you. You know, put them in a purse or something like that, but put them on you. But the bouquet of flowers, leave it in the house. Leave the bouquet of flowers all the time. All the time. Now, that bouquet of flowers will be a sign to your prosperity. A sign to come and smell your prosperity, which will be all over the house. All over the house. Now, for your numbers, I advise you to use 7, 51, 33, and 40. 7, 51, 33, and 40. Now, if you use those any way the Lord sees fit. Any way He sees fit. But those are the numbers which will institute your prosperity. You want to see any way you win some money, one of those numbers is going to be there in it. 7, 51, 33, or 40. One of those numbers is going to be there in it. They are going to be there in it. So use it and don't care. Just go on and use it. Now, if you want to, that 6 of diamonds, well, I'll tell you what to do. Don't go nowhere. When we go off, do not go anywhere, because I got something for you, okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, everything has gone. Ooh, well, that's good. Well, I got a song for y'all to sing. Hold on, because this is really, we'll fix it.
Yeah.
And you will take them from wherever you place it and put it in, well, you can put it in a box, or you can put it in a money bag, or you can put it, you might want to put it, well, you ladies might want to put it in your upstairs bank account, you know. Yeah, you know what that is, don't you? Well, that is your bosom. But those coins will mean your money, your prosperity, either 1, 3, or 5. 1, 3, or 5. Now, I suggest that you get some red felt and place them in a little bitty bag with the red felt. Now, y'all don't know how to make it. It is just something that you make like a bag. You make it like a bag. Make it six inches by three inches, or six inches by one inch, or 6 by 9, and fold it in half and sew it along the side. Now that's 1, 3, or 5. Now you can use any number you want. Put those things in that bag. When you put it in the bag, seal up the bag. Close it up. Sew it on there tight. Glory be to God. Do not let anybody see it. Don't let anybody see it. Now, what you can do is you can anoint that bag. Anoint it with some liquor. Now, I know y'all don't drink. You know, you leave that to me. I do all the drinking for you. But go to the store and get a little bitty bottle of liquor. I don't care what it could be, rum, it could be brandy, it could be anything. A little bitty bottle. You know them souvenirs bottles they use on the bus and on the train, on the plane? Use that. Get a small bottle. And I want you to dip your third finger, listen to me, dip your third finger in it. Yeah, let your third finger touch it. And take out one drop and place it at one corner. Take out another drop and place it on another corner. But now that corner has got to be diagonal. Place it on a diagonal from it. Now, with that, take it another drop and put a drop at the top. And the fourth one, place a drop on it and place it diagonally from that one. So what you did is you placed an X on it. Now, I want you to take the center of it and to place one in the center. Place one in the center. Now, don't forget, you know, place one in the center. Now, you have anointed that bag. You have done it. Now, with that, with the anointing, you don't have to do anything else. Just keep it with you. Anoint it once a month. Just keep it with you. with those gold coins inside. Now, if you want it, you can take the gold coins and shine them up before you put it in there. Yeah. You can shine it up. But put those gold coins in there and sew that bag up. Sew it up. Sew it tight. So nobody can look at it. Because if they do, well, it's destroyed. It's destroyed. You have got to be aware of these things. You are hoodoo. You're a hoodoo person. So you got to do a hoodoo thing with it. You got to do a hoodoo thing. So that is how you anoint it. Now you can anoint it also on the back. How? The same way. The first one, first corner, and the second one diagonally from it. The third one, and then the fourth one diagonally from it. And in the center. Now you have the bag anointed doubly. Doubly. But don't let anyone see it. Don't let anyone see it. Now, you ladies, you can keep it up in your upstairs bank if you want. Men, take it and put it in your pocket where nobody can see it. That's it, where nobody can see it. Now, I have told you how to keep prosperity among yourself. I have given you prosperity talismans to you, but I have given you something which is even more, those prosperity coins. Now that's 1, 3, or 5. And to each one of you, God bless you. Now, you can pick up this broadcast either on Libsyn, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you can do it. But with it, I expect you to use these charms. Use them for what they are supposed to be. Those 5 spots, all you're doing is putting down a mark. All you're doing is putting down a mark. An X with the middle pin down. Now, you aren't putting down nothing else. You ain't putting down, something bad or whatever. What you are putting down is concerning your money. Your money. So get it done and keep it with you, okay? Now, God bless you, God keep you, and lift up his eyes upon you. May the Lord bless you real good, and let him also be a reward to you. May he bless you going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And I have to say one thing. Goodbye, goodbye, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.